Welcome to your five for today. I was once talking to a young man about the best news he could ever hear, the good news of Jesus Christ. He wanted to recap the message that he had heard over previous weeks. He knew that the Bible teaches that God is love, and that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The young man had no difficulty in accepting he was a sinner. He had lived a life of petty crime. It was not an uncommon thing for him to have to stand in front of a judge. He was willing to recount many episodes of sin and told me how his sin and the sin of others affected his life, and always for the worse. He did not question that God loved him. In fact, he recognized God's love in sending his son to earth. He believed that Jesus Christ had been here. He enjoyed retelling what he had learnt about who Jesus was, and that he had power over storms, was able to heal diseases, feed hungry crowds with a single meal, and that he'd even been able to raise the dead. He believed that Jesus Christ had gone to a cross, was horrendously treated by Roman soldiers. He even understood something about the fact that this was the Son of God being cruelly treated by his creatures that he had made. He readily admitted that someone who had gone through such a hard beating, bled so profusely, had nails through his hands and feet, and was pronounced dead by a Roman centurion, was actually dead. He also knew the Roman guards were placed by the tomb, and that a small group of men, including fishermen, a tax collector, were no match for the mighty Roman army. The young man readily believed that God had miraculously raised Jesus from the dead. He accepted all this. However, he still couldn't quite see. There was something that stopped him believing. What was it? It wasn't that God is love, but it was that God could love and forgive him. This is how he put it. You mean to tell me that if I stand before God as my judge, he'll tell me I'm a sinner? Well, I agreed with that, because God declares us all sinners. He went on. If I admit before God that I'm guilty and turn to his son Jesus and believe in him, you mean to tell me that I'm forgiven? Yes, that's true, I said. If we truly repent of our sins, turn away from them and turn to God, then simply trust, believe in what Jesus Christ has done on the cross, the Bible promises, we will be saved. The young man thought for a moment and then exclaimed, no way, mate, it ain't happening. That would be like standing before the judge and saying, I've done it, and him saying, I know, but it's all right. He was close, but failed just to grasp a few things. He didn't see that the Lord Jesus Christ had already taken the punishment when he was on the cross. He didn't understand that the Son of God had borne the judgment of God. He also was struggling to understand the enormity of God's love. We all do, to some extent. But we need to understand this, that God loves us no matter what. His love is unconditional. He hates our sin, but does love each and every one of us, despite our sin. He died for us, and waits to forgive us. Have you ever prayed to God, confessing that you're a sinner, and asking for his forgiveness, believing that Christ died for our sins? If you truly have, you've embraced God's love. If you haven't, you're rejecting it. I still pray for that young man, that he will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, accept the unconditional love, and take God's promise that he will be saved. I pray that you will do the same. Thank you for listening.